Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The increase of mountain climbers who have died while trying to scale Mount Everest, prompting the Nepalese government to impose new regulations. Among them, climbers have to be accompanied by a guide. You can't go if you're over 75, and climbers have to have previously topped a tall mountain before attempting Everest. To find out more about this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Alan Arnett. Alan summited Everest in 2011. That must have been something, huh?
It was, Jim. Thank you.
Talk to me about why the need for these new rules.
Yeah, so Nepal is kind of on their heels after a very difficult 2019 spring season. They had a record number of summits with close to 900 people on both sides, the Tibet side, the Nepal side, but there were 11 people who died. And so most of the people who died, they weren't a result of the normal things you would expect when climbing Everest, altitude or weather-related, but a lot of them were from inexperience. So Nepal was kind of forced to make some changes to address this, if anything, for a public relations move.
It was really crowded up there this year. The pictures were phenomenal. I mean, it looked like you could barely take a step without stepping on someone.
Yeah, that picture that was taken near the Hillary Step on the Nepal side was really a wake-up call to a lot of people. The root cause for that was that the jet stream did not move off of the summit like it normally does. In 2018, there were 11 straight days when the winds were under 30 miles an hour, allowing for the people to spread out. This year, there were only three in the peak of the season, and that's the reason that you have so many people on the same day.
Those people who are arriving, are they really inexperienced? Should they not be up there?
You know, that's been a changing equation over the years. Back prior to 1992, Nepal only gave two permits a year in the pre- and post-monsoon, and mainly they went to national teams. But then they opened up the mountain for everybody in the early 90s, and they began to issue permits at roughly $10,000 to $11,000 per person. So it became a cash cow for a very poor country. And they, at the same time, they have absolutely zero limitations or requirements. You know, it's interesting, you have to qualify to run in the Boston Marathon or to do the Ironman in Hawaii, but you don't have to qualify to climb Mount Everest, and they're trying to address that now.
Alan Arnett, you climbed Everest in 2011. Was there any trash up there? Because there have been a lot of reports of that.
You know, there's trash on Mount Rainier, on Mount Denali, all around the world. We're loving our mountains to death. Everest, with a number of people that are up there, mainly is human waste. That is the biggest problem at the highest peaks, but both the Chinese and the Nepal governments are trying to address that along with the guides.
Thanks a lot for talking to us. Alan Arnett, experienced climber. He hit the very top of Everest in 2011, and he's talking to us about the new rules. You got to be experienced, and you can't be over the age of 75, which sort of makes sense.